Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17 says, seven things that are abomination before the Lord. The seventh one, he called it a proud look. A proud look. And Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5, he says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. It's an abomination. Proverbs 16, verse 5. And in James chapter 4, verse 6, he says, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. To the humble. To the humble. Psalm 3, verse 34. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. That is what God does. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 3, he says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. William Branham paraphrasing, he said, the way up is down. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Peter says so. And what will he do? He will lift you up. Amen. I am telling you what I practice. I will continue to be lifted up. Because I know what the secret of being lifted up. I know it according to the scripture. And I have tried to say it here. But from what I see all around me, many of the people working with me, not too many people I see catch some of these things that they should, you know, imbibe from me. I don't have jealousy. That's the truth. I am telling you, I am not saying it because I'm teaching as a principle. Everything I teach, hold me to it. Carry your torchlight. Follow me to see me do anything contrary to what I say here. And feel free, even if you don't face me, write it, write me. Be anonymous over it. After all, it will even help me. Challenge me. You said this, why do you do this? Contrary to what you say here, you will never see me jealous. I said it here before. Amen. Don't worry. One day, God will confirm some of these things before our eyes. Because no matter how we say it, some things are best taught when you show them practical. I'm telling you this. None of the ministers working with me will ever be more anointed than me. Do you know why? Because I am in the business of lifting them up. Because I am lifting them up, God himself will now be lifting me up. You cannot see. It is only one who is above that lifts up. Am I correct? Those who pull down people, are they not people who are down? And they pull you down. You pull somebody, something that is up. You have to be down to pull. You have to be up to lift. Amen. I'm in the business of lifting up. My ministry is to lift you up. So I will remain on top. You see a brother and sister, God is prospering, and you allow jealousy, that is your beginning of going down. People don't know it. Go close. I identify with this. The Dash Yumoto. All of you now, all the ministers, you don't know how happy I am when I see you all dressed up in suit. Some have changed from coat. They are now wearing suit. Yes. I am proud. That's my minister. That's my minister. That is my minister. That is my minister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they say somebody has dashed me a car. Wow. Now you have a car. Oh, I thank God for you. Amen. When I see you, you know, you make mistake in operating your gift. I call you. I teach you. I, you know, establish you. I pray for you. When you are flying, every true father desires his children to be better than him. That's the spirit of a pastor. Can't be a pastor and be selfish. Be jealous. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to somebody. Honor goes before honor is humility. Number three. The gods of this world, enemy of revival. The gods of this world. That's how the Bible put it. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 4. The scripture, verse 3 and verse 4. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And I said the gods, my own are gods. There are three gods. And there are also the three things that the angel of God warned William Branham. And William Branham also told us to watch against. He said there are the three things that pull down any woman, man of God. Anybody God is using, these are the three things that destroy their ministry. Number one is woman. Proverbs chapter 6. Read it through verse 25 up to verse 35. The emphasis there is, it says, whoso committed adultery with a woman, he said, lacketh understanding. That means he's saying that you are foolish to be an adulteress. Why did he say you lack understanding? Amen. Praise God. I preach a message that I titled Why God Hates Fornication. And I said so many things there. That's the reason why you notice that, you know, what happened in the Garden of Eden has reduced us to what we are today. It was adultery. It was adultery that has reduced us to what we are today. Because the sin of adultery, listen, church, the sin of adultery passes on, the effect of adultery passes on from you to generation, to generation, and to generation. When you get yourself involved like that, they are bound in the scripture. Look at what happened in the household of David because of what he did with Bathsheba. That's what happens. You see? He said you lack understanding. And let me tell you, those of us who do deliverance and we have had confessions with agents of darkness, why do you think Satan began to prepare the Canaanites, the line of Cain, the daughters of, you know, the lineage of Cain? Why did he specially prepare those women? He had an agenda. He had an agenda. You see? And we see the effect. Until God had to wipe away the whole world in the days of Noah, with the Noah flood. Now, and I said it, that anytime you take yourself, listen, church, anytime, he said, a man and a woman, the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two of them shall become one flesh. The join there is not packing your load to come and live in a house with him. It's more than that. The sexual union makes the two of you one. It demonstrates your oneness. It comes the two of you together. And once you do that, all her problems become your problem. And all your problems become her problem. If you suffer from any cause, automatically it comes upon her. If she's suffering from any cause, automatically it comes upon you. And you leave your wife that in a sanctified marriage, and you go to a woman and ravish yourself with her. You go and carry her own problem, come and jam it in your family, and then you see families with confusion, all manner of things. People don't know it. You think you are enjoying. And any time you meet with a woman, you are releasing life into her. She is taking your life along with her. Where is she from? You don't even know it. Those of you who go to prostitutes. You don't know whether it's a human being you even meet. He collects it. You don't go where they send her from. Come. And you are wondering, nothing is working for me, Pastor. Nothing is working for me. I don't understand. I try my best. And people are not sincere to see. Why did I suddenly go down? What went wrong? What did I do wrong? They don't first look at themselves. They want to say, this compound where they live. And let me quickly tell you, some revelation that prophets give you, now what you are here. It's in the Bible. That is what is in you. That's what you want to hear. Hey, it's Uncle Emeka. I know. It's Uncle Emeka. I know. Father, confirm it for me. But do I even need confirmation? It's clear. Now, anyway, Father, they go bride. Lord, pick me. If not, we pick it. Because they pick everything. Then you say, before you talk to me, I know. You will say, I know. Say Nahim. But you cannot know. You don't remember where you went and sold your destiny. You don't remember that girlfriend you have in your office. Now your neighbor, where everybody come out, you go enter. You don't know all the nonsense you are doing, that everyone has a just recompense of reward. That's what the Bible says. What you sow, you must reap it. Run away, you will not run away. He said, flee. You don't know the meaning of flee. Woman. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 20, read it up to verse 23. What is emphasized in there? He said, why will thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman? Why will you do that? Why are you not satisfied with the breast of the wife of your youth? Why are you not satisfied with what God has given you? What is it that woman has that your wife doesn't have? Other than that, you are just, treading a path of destruction and you don't know it. You think you are enjoying. But when the effect comes, that is when you will know. Everyone that has a genuine gift, once you go into fornication, the reason Satan pushes you there, he is an enemy of revival. There is a light that he wants to quench around you. He sends the agents to begin to work on you, and you don't know it. Flee. He said, flee fornication. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you read it from verse 15, he said, every sin you commit is outside the body. But the only sin you sin against your body is fornication. It's fornication. And he said, don't you know that when you have the Holy Ghost, you become the temple of God? He said, if any man defile God's temple, him will God destroy. You see? This is now with God. He said, if you defile his temple, him will God destroy. Just imagine that in Israel, in their hallowed temple, that no matter how drunk that man is, he will take a prostitute and enter that temple and sleep with her there. No, you know they won't do that. He won't even leave that place. They will see him dead. The glory of God is there. The glory of God that was in the Holy of Holies now dwells in you. And you will go and defile that temple that God has made his house, taking it to join with strange women, strange men who has not married you. Why will you do that? Once you do that, the grace that is in you, confusion starts. Frustration starts. It's a serious enemy of revival. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we have so many examples in the Bible. I told you, women that brought down men. Eve brought down Adam. It's Eve. If she had stayed only with Adam, she would not have landed us where we are today. Ah, Mama Eve. Ah. See all this Boko Haram. See all this nonsense going on. Now Eve cause her. Oh yes, Mama Eve. Now you cause her. We would not have been in the estate that we are in now. Imagine how that garden was. Imagine, you know, how this world will have been. Anyway, when we come back in eternity, we will see what God meant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Solomon, as long as he kept away from those strange women, you can marry one, how many of them, but let them be Israelites. But he said, don't join these unbelievers. As soon as he sold himself to women, having one man, 1,000 women. Kai! You can't even be with this one. And before you know what? Amen. They took his heart away and began to worship their gods. What was the effect? Throughout, he was with God for 40 years. There was no war. But as soon as he went into the vanity of acquisition of strange women, what happened? If you read it, you will see battles began. Go and read it. 1 Kings chapter 11. The whole of the chapter, you see what is written there. Wars began. And his kingdom that was one was divided into two. That is what sin can cause. Ahab and Jezebel. Jezebel brought down Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 21. And read on like that, other chapters. Samson, come. Delilah. We know his story. All the anointing he had disappeared. He became an object of ridicule. How are the mighty falling? The pluck of his eyes. They make caricature of him. He was thinking the anointing was still there. When he was lying down there and that strange woman. That is a perfect example I've told you. Any woman that you see is coming after you, brother, telling you, enticing you, seducing you to sleep with me, to sleep with me, sleep with me. Brother, you say you want to marry me. I hope you are not impotent. Oh. No, I'm not impotent. Ah, yeah, I doubt it. Oh. Me, I know I marry an impotent person. Oh. He's leaving it to you to suggest. Amen. Then you tell her, say, no problem. If I marry you, finish. Because he say, I'm impotent. You can go now. Make a right and sign. No, not be that one. No, go wait till that time. Oh, I want to know. I want to know whether you are. It's another Delilah. It's a Delilah coming. You don't know it. Rain the four. Yeah, rain the four. I can. Open door. Open door. Open door. I can. Philistines are upon you. Other funny something. Funny this thing. And you think say you find, I make guys they look for you. You don't know. Nobody say you find. It's your destiny they are after. They say light they saw. The kingdom of darkness say, if we don't quench that light, we are in trouble. And then anoint their agent. Sometimes the girl may not even know the anointing that is pushing her. Serpent did not know the effect of what he was doing. He didn't know that it was Satan that was inspiring him to do what he was doing. Some sisters don't even know. They don't have a feeling. I don't know if I see this guy, they charge. Not being they charge. It's a demon that is charging you so that that man will fall. Don't. He said, the Bible says, how did he put it? It says, it's an occasion, offense will surely come. He said, but woe to him by whom the offense shall come. Jesus says so. Yes, now. He said, offense will surely come. Temptation must come. Satan must go after someone. But Satan cannot come directly. He must use someone. But he said, woe to you that Satan will use to bring down anybody. So it is both sides. Make sure Satan does not push you to pull down anybody. Brother, don't pull down the sister. Sister, don't pull down the man. There are barriers in relationship where you know that this person is crossing boundaries. How do I know? It starts small. Satan doesn't call wah. Sister, no. I'm not. Just kiss. Just stay far. Okay. Tomorrow again you come. Stay far. That yesterday, I sleep cool. Again. Praise the Lord. I don't know where you are going. William Branham said, you are not even supposed to kiss until you are pronounced husband and wife by the pastor. I've told you what to do if anybody has kissed. You never married. What did I say you should do? Give that sister. She knows the solution. What did I say you should do?
Use anointing oil and toothbrush to wash your mouth very well.
Thank you very much. Get your toothbrush and put anointing oil inside and brush your mouth. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy. And don't kiss again. See how Samson was just destroyed like that. Bathsheba destroyed David. Because of her, David was refused the opportunity to build a temple. Because of that woman. Now you say it's not Bathsheba now that destroyed David. It's Bathsheba. Why she will come back outside when you know say king dey balcony where he dey sit down, they look that side. She was targeting him. She wanted to be wife of a king. Her husband was in the war front. So she saw the man sitting out there. Instead of using bathroom, she came to the outer court in a bath, and the king. Bathsheba set him up. Sometimes you should know when to close your eyes. Slap your eye. Thou shalt not look. The loss of the eyes is among the things the Bible speaks about that is the cause of our problem. That's why it said, let your eye be single. Be focused. Let your eye be single. The eye is the window to the spirit. When the eye see, it sends message to the brain. The brain sends message to react. Say, action, there they are. Go, catch, and kill. And you go. When you finish there, you begin to shed crocodile tears. I've done it. Father, I don't know what led me. You know. It's devil. There is no devil, nothing. Nothing. It's because you allow it to happen. What you hate, when it starts to come, you will fight it. You will fight it. Praise the Lord. Look, you never see woman. We see man. We not stay within the category of the kind of man she they pray for. Why your young man begin to come, Sister Nkiru? Immediately he said, Holy Ghost fire. Excuse me. Please. Take your time. Say, the only greeting I greet you. I don't want that greeting. I beg. He said, Holy Ghost fire. Not this one I pray for. Not this guy I pray for. So don't say, nah, devil. You know how to reject the one you don't like. Then you call the romance the one way you like. You say, nah, devil, cause I'm. Which devil? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, men of God, pastor, prophet, evangelist, all of you, group leaders, when Satan want to finish you and turn you to grass, he doesn't come with one blow. He would start small. Before you know what, she's your secretary in the group. There are some reports she has to bring to you in the house. So that you people will put it together, the monthly report. So she has access to your house anytime, any day. Listen, I had a story of a pastor that left Deeper Life Church at Songo. One of those who left with him was the one telling me this thing some years back. He said that he became the biggest church in Songo, you know, holiness. When he left Deeper Life to start his own, there was some little crisis. A few of them left with him to go and start that church that was not approved by their general superintendent, but they had to go. He rose there. When he was going, he went with a lady that became his secretary. And as she became his secretary, they started. He said, this man telling me was, you know, one of those that left. He said that after some time, the man became the president of the PFN in that area. Before you know what, he said, I'm going to marry his secretary. But you are married. He said, lie, if not be this girl. Unknown to them, he was sleeping with the girl. According to them, the thing caused scandal. The PFN people came there that year to resolve it. He said, instead of making no marry this girl, he said, make them take their appointment to go. I am telling you, this brother said, when they didn't reach like that, they knew something was wrong. Then they got themselves prayer warriors to go to the mountain and be praying for the man. He said it was the effect of that prayer that, because he said people left the church and very few people remained. Then That prayer, the angel of God came tormenting that girl. The girl opened up and started confessing. 10 years assignment. That she was sent, her own assignment was pull him down from the marine kingdom. Because the man was into serious deliverance. And then delivered so many of them, they decided, let's finish him. They gave her the assignment, if you finish this, this is what you will become. And she came and said, this is all she wanted to achieve. Of course, she had messed him up. And said, well, I have finished my assignment. And then she left the church. Look for her, nobody knew how to locate her again. It was then the man's eye clear. They gathered and prayed for him and prayed for him, his eyes clear. And started crying to God. I'm trying to tell you, when Satan mean you, he thought, this one, when they come, ooh, da, hit you, my words here. One time, Pastor Thomas, no feel work. Wait, I try this. Now, small, small one be that one. I don't know, the small, small ones. The one that mean you, ho, ho. That's why he said, watch and pray. Every man of God must have safeguards. If you don't have safeguards, you have finished. To protect some of our ministers, there are some sisters that I sent out of this church. I said, don't come here again. And I said, before you come, you marry. Then you and your husband can come back here. But for now, you are not coming to this church. And I stood on it. It's to protect some ministers. One was always cooking food and bringing it to a prophet in his office. Food! Ha! Food! I called them. Why are you? He said nothing. He's the one through him that I gave my life to Christ. If not for him, blah, 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 blah. I say, okay, you don't do. Now, he has brought you to Christ. You remain with Christ. Leave him. He was saying, I call her. I said, from today, don't come to this church again. Her husband was locked up somewhere. She went to the husband. The husband phoned me from the prison yard. Please, it is when this, my wife found this church that she changed. I said, you will not understand. I still stand. She will not come to this church. When you are released, the two of you can start coming. I have done that to a number of them in this church. Agents that is sent to come here. Come and build, do like spiritual sisters. But they're on assignment. How do I know? By their fruits. You shall know them. Why will a sister want to come near a family? Come to a close to a family and we come through the man, not through the wife. Can't you? Are you so foolish? Why will a sister want to come close to you? To your family. And he's not coming through the wife. He's not close to the wife. Now you're there close to. Then you're going to drop some things for your heart. You say, this agent, Jerry, me, your wife, not to see this thing. This thing, your wife, not to see him. You know they drop, you know they drop the thing. Then foolish Jerry will say, don't mind this woman. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Iko, have you eaten today? I brought some unkwobi. You will like it. When you finish counseling, make you chop. Then when you chop finish, you say, but your wife knows how to cook this thing. It's supposed to be cooking for you now. Then when it's in your office, your wife enter. You go see her, sit down. Good morning, sister. Small time, you go jump outside. When your wife is out, you go enter. Okay. If I may want your wife, oh, she don't see the car eye when she take look me for outside. Well, what did I do? You don't know it's an assignment against you. Small. Before you know what? Oh, if to say that this girl I marry. Oh. Tell your neighbor it will not be your portion. Brother, tell your neighbor it will not be your portion. Tell her it will not be your portion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so the second enemy, I mean God of this evil age. You know, we have looked at woman. It's woman we have been looking at. Now the second one is popularity. Stardom. You are a star. A superstar. When you allow that come upon you, it produces pride. So you check it. Number three, God of this age is money. Love of money. It destroys ministry. It destroys the grace of God upon you. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Please read it on your own from verse 3 up to verse 14. Where he says, the emphasis there is say, the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not the money, but the love of money. It can make you do anything. I told you some time ago, I said that there are these two spirits that if he catch a man, oh, you pity that person, how miserable he looks. Number one, this womanizing spirit. Oh, in the office is a general. Everybody, they fear him. Our MD is coming. MD is coming. You see him entering like a serious person. Uh-huh. Everybody, they fear. Then when you enter office, one small girl go enter. I call you, sis. Let me pick my call. What's your problem, sir? The man where everybody they fear. Then one small girl, he go tell her, you see your head. Then the man he say, if I didn't shake, inga. Useless man. The next spirit is money. They will do anything to get the money. Do anything. They will do anything to get that money. Anything, including lying in the name of the Lord. And I don't care whether you find out later, because that spirit goes with lack of shame. They have no shame. When that spirit possesses you, no shame. When you present the matter, you dismiss it. What? Love of money. Praise the Lord. Let's read this parable in Mark chapter 4. The enemies of revival. Mark chapter 4. The parable of the sower. Amen. Now, let me read it from verse 18. The different soils that that the sower sowed on. This particular one is the one of my interest. Verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns. You receive the revival, but you are among thorns. Such as hear the word, is describing you have heard the word. Now listen. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the loss of other things entering in, choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. Deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness of riches. Why do we say it is a deceitfulness of riches? Because that same 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 says, certainly we brought nothing into this world, and we are going out of this world with nothing. If you came in with nothing, and you are going with nothing, then why are you busy acquiring and acquiring and acquiring, even to the detriment of your soul? It is a deceitfulness of riches. It deceives you to think that life consists of the abundance of the things that you possess. And it is not. Life does not consist of the abundance of the things we possess. No. It's more than that. That's why it says the deceitfulness of riches. There's no man that is wealthy that is satisfied with his wealth. You will always be looking for more, 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 more. You came to this earth with nothing, you are living with nothing. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. If you read it from verse 15 to 16, he said, as he came out of his mother's womb, as you came out of your mother's womb, that is how you are also living this earth. You came naked, you will live naked. Forget all that cloth that they are putting on you, on that grave. If you like, let the grave be made of marble. If you like, let your cloth be decked with gold. You will live, and very soon, thief will discover, say, those things they there. The thief will not say you didn't go with them. They will go back there and pack them. Vanities of life. There's nothing you own on earth here that has any link with you after you have left the earth. All you live is you live it for others. And hope you even have children that will manage them. And whether they manage them well or not, it does not affect you. You are gone and gone for good. There is no link between the dead and the living. Once you die, it's gone. You are gone and gone forever. Gone and gone forever. So you should be careful until you are acquiring the wealth so much to the detriment of your soul. You lie to get money. You cheat to get money. Some even lie in the name of the Lord to tell people you are going to the mountain to pray. Meanwhile, it is the money you are looking for. It's wrong. Gifted people are those guilty of this more than anything. And the businessman, suddenly, once you have received this grace now, business doors will start to be open for you. And you are thinking that it is God that has opened those business doors. Some of them, he said they are opening to keep you busy, so that you put God behind and God will be angry with you. So you have to be very, very careful that you create enough time for God. He said, don't forget God. Satan wants you to forget God when all things become well for you. It's not every blessing that you receive that is from God. Some blessings you receive are temptations from Satan to take you away from God. Connection here, connection there, connection there. 1 month, you never, even sometimes, even time with your family, you don't have. What happened? You know, I have a meeting in Japan. From Japan, they say I should come to Germany again. From Germany, they say I should go here. From this, I say, what happened? Oh my God, doors just open everywhere. Praise God for the doors to be open, but create time for God. If not, that grace you receive will soon die. And all the vision will be seen in a business, business, money, 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 money. Tell your neighbor it will not be your portion. Tell your neighbor it will not be your portion. Hallelujah. Psalm 49, verse 16. Read it up to verse 20. He says, when that man dies, he says, he shall carry nothing with him. Nothing with him. And Proverbs 27, verse 24 says, riches are not forever. Riches are not forever. And when we speak, there are characters in the Bible that we can learn from. Gehazi, his ministry died because of money. You read that story, 1 Kings chapter 5, from verse 20 to 27. Elisha was faithful with his master Elijah. He received a double portion of the anointing of his master. Amen. What his master rejected, he too rejected it. Was closely following him. Now he too has taken over. He needed somebody that will work with him too. He picked Gehazi. But while he was with Elisha, he was busy. His mind is on what he can use that anointing to get. And any time you have an anointing on you, and all you see it as a meal ticket, something that you can use and survive by, the spirit of leprosy is already upon you. Spiritual leprosy. The same spirit that came on a Gehazi, you in fact, you are another Gehazi. Gehazi. All you do, because you don't say, you may not say with your mouth, but God judges all our motives. You tell us why you jump from shop to consecrate shops, to consecrate houses. Every village, you know, you go for family deliverance. You know why you are going. If it is so that a brother and sister will be delivered, that's why you do that. Oh, that would be wonderful. But if it is because of the change you will get from there, God will also judge you. And that gift is not meant for that. It's not meant for that. Praise the Lord. A true gift, goes with compassion, love. Read the message William Branham titled The 11th Commandment. That's the name, the title of the message. He told us that, he said, why he has been successful in his ministry, testimony, why he prayed, things happen. He said, because first and foremost, he gets into the feeling of the person he prays for. You have to have compassion. He said, that itself blesses you. He said, there is an anointing that flows through that channel. That once you pray in that estate, something must happen. But when you come to do commercial prayer, it cannot happen. Nothing will happen. It's a commercial prayer. God told us, freely we have received, freely we must give. But I'm also aware that there are some brethren that are wicked. I have sent two ministers here to travel to go. The sister called me that she's already in the village. She's already in the village. But how will she send the money? I said, okay, don't worry. I will give these ministers transport to come. But you will give them transport to come back. Do you know that she tricked us here? She ran ahead of them. She got there. They finished the prayer. Bottle of coke, you know, give them in the east. They had to travel. They reached them. What they had, they reached Benin. It managed to reach Benin. Then one of them had to go to a friend in Benin to give them transport money to reach here. Now I'm just telling you how also, you know, it happens. And church, it is unfair to tell somebody to leave his family, go travel all the risk in the journey by air or by land, and then go to your family and face a demonic deity that at the risk of his life, spiritually and physically, and then you don't even gratify him with anything. Didn't the Bible say when you come before even God, you should not come empty-handed? So, sometimes you are the cause of them charging you. So we have to balance it. Praise the Lord. You will tell somebody here to leave one end of Lagos to another end of Lagos to consecrate your house. Transport money, you don't go give up. He finished, say, brother, God bless you. He will come back again to Boston, struggle and come back. The next time you tell him to come, will he come? It is wrong. See, we are not supposed to charge, but I can show you in the scripture, the Bible says, he that plows shall plow in hope. He's laboring for you so that God will bless you. But he's hoping that when God blesses you, you will remember him. That's what that scripture says. And he said, they that walk by the altar shall eat by the altar. It is our right as ministers for you to take care of us. But so that we will not, you know, allow the gospel, you know, you will not misunderstand us. That's why we don't talk about it here. Those churches that talk about it, the ministers that demand it, they are not committing sin in those churches. When he tells you, bring prophet offering. Man must work. Anybody speaking against it, if you were giving him, will you come and say you should bring offering? He's demanding it because you don't give him. Ministers will do counseling from morning till evening. At the end, when they finish, they are coming to my office, daddy, nothing, find me money, oh. Jerry, you know. When I say, Abbe, don't finish counseling now, he said, daddy, she, nothing. All of them caught, that's what they go. How can they be blessed? How can you be blessed? What is it now that is firing them to come back and sit down for hours? Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. He said, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. It is thus said the Lord. It is your duty to take care of the people that God is using on you. Any minister that has taken up your case, amen, you must take care of that minister to encourage him to continue to take care of your matter. Man or woman, you must take care of the person that is taking care of you spiritually. It's wrong for us to demand, but we expect. Do you understand my English? We will not demand, but we expect. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you leave God's servants to starve, when through them you are receiving blessing, God will be angry with you and he will strike your progress. People don't know it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is what? The way of destruction. You may justify yourself. You may think you are smart by using men of God and dumping them. It's very easy in this church because there are many. When you finish with this one, you can't start with another one. When you finish with this one, before this one discovers that you are a stingy person, you go change again. Change again. And some of you think you are smart. Those stingy ones that will come and then change 5,000 naira to Jerry. Which one did they use? 50-50 naira. 50-50 naira, 10,000. Then they will put it in an envelope. Then they will hold it. Jerry, a pastor in. I want to sow a seed. Pastor, Jerry go see envelope. Then go remember, say, pastor, say, no, you don't get money. Then even if I do deliverance, Jerry will say, daddy, wait. Somebody wants sow seed. When you go finish, we open up. Now 50-50 naira. Bondu. You think you are wise. You will hear them that we are praying. I am expecting a contract. Daddy, if this contract goes to, it's 20 million naira. Da-da-da-da. You pray. You go and get it. After you don't see them again. The next time you will see them. Daddy, you remember that contract when you prayed for me that time? I say, what did happen? He's having problems. I say, but you don't tell me, say you don't get them now. He said, I don't tell you, daddy. Now him had execute now. Now the thing don't hook. Daddy, pray. How can I pray? I'm a human being. Cause, don't follow me. One person go use me, dump me. Change this psych so that you'll be blessed. Change the psych. Change it. Love of money is the root of all evil. I think I don't finish. We'll continue next time.